So right now I'm talking about Man with the Iron Neck, which is a new and powerful work from Indigenous performer, writer and singer Ursula Jovich. The story centers around a small town Australian family finding hope and embracing life after facing youth suicide related traumas. I'm joined on the line now by director of the work, Gavin Robbins, to tell us more. Good morning, Gavin.
Good morning.
So can you tell us about the meaning behind what the Man with the Iron Neck is in terms of the title?
Sure. I mean, Man with the Iron Neck is based on an actual performer known as the Great Peters, who was a German vaudevillian stunt performer around the time of Harry Houdini, who used to do a public spectacle act of jumping off bridges with a rope around his neck and defy the act of hanging himself. One performance he did, the trick went horribly wrong, and the old bungee system that he was using didn't work, and he actually fell to his death. But what happens, I suppose, in the original concept of this, created by Josh Bond, was that he went through a similar situation about the story and found a cousin of his in Northeast Arnhem Land hanging, and part of his way of dealing with that was researching the noose and history of the noose and hanging, and he found this character, the Great Peters, who actually defied death. And so we use it as a parallel narrative in our story, and the main character, Ash, who finds his cousin, is using the Man with the Iron Neck in some ways to come to terms or understand why someone would risk their life, why would someone take their life. And so that's the meaning behind the Man with the Iron Neck.
So in this story, it explores suicide among the youth, but I've read that it's from a perspective of hope and solace when you look at these issues. Yeah, so how is that prevalent in the work?
Well, I mean, ultimately, when we were looking at making the work, we were thinking, it's important that we don't, it's a very delicate area, obviously, and we can't seem to romanticize or sensationalize this. It's a very real event that's happening, unfortunately, too often in communities and outside Indigenous communities. But Indigenous communities, it's a contagion. It's known as a contagion, which is horrific. Ultimately, we wanted to be able to create a piece that gives an audience member and the characters within it a reason to hold on, a reason to hold on to something. And we've had healers involved, David Cole from Balanyu organisation up in Darwin, who help at-risk youth. He's come down and actually ran some healing with us, healing programs with the performers and the directors, and it was amazing. We ended up using a lot of that content in the work because we understood that actually this is exactly what we want the show to be. It wants to be something that is an ability to walk through the pain of this and go through that furnace of experience, but actually come through the other side with hope, with a sense of what it is that you want to live for. And so part of our process is that the performers, the audience rather, are given a booklet when they come in, and they write something in that booklet that they believe in holding on to in their life when things get tough. And so they can look back to that. And similarly, we ask the audiences to fill out an image or something that they can let go of in their life that will help to set them free. And those parts of the booklet are then gathered up and taken and then offered in a ceremony, a burning ceremony, so that we release those things respectfully. So there is a kind of an outreach beyond the show, and it's been beautifully managed, I think, by the producers at Legs on the Wall and by David Cole from Balanyu. And other elders that are brought in. So it's very much a theme in the work, but we carry it through outside the show.
Yeah, it's a theme in the work as well as in society. Just last week we heard the horrible news out of Western Australia where there was more youth affected by suicide. Beyond the scope of the show, what do you think we can do to act upon these issues about these insane suicide rates among Indigenous youth?
Yeah, look, I think a lot of it is about awareness, and that's one of the wonderful things about this show is that, we've been playing to big packed houses at the Opera House. And I mean, of course, many of those audience members are already converted. You're preaching to the converted people that want to come and see a piece about this. They're probably more aware than others. But what it does is we've set this piece in a similar time to when Goodsy was racially vilified, and so we mention Goodsy, and basically there's a the main character is a footy star or an up and coming footy star who is racially abused, and we refer to Goodsy. And I suppose the reason I'm saying that is that the piece is intended to try and outreach to a large audience, and you know, sports people that may not normally go to the theatre, and in some ways getting this show out there creates a conversation. And I think if we're communicating and we're conversing about this as an issue, and people are, I think many Australians are ignorant to the fact that youth suicide is known as a contagion, and that, you know, young girls under the age of 12 that are committing suicide in Western Australia last week, it seems like that's the only thing they can do to make a statement, and everything else is lost. So, you know, it's severe, and we need to be talking about it. We need to be doing shows about it. We need to have a discussion, and art, as always, leads the way, I think, in terms of policy and politics. And I think it's hopefully government bodies and more, there can be more discussion and a groundswell of support so that there's more funding given to organisations like Ballinu.
100%, I agree. I think, the final night of the show. How has it been received thus far? Do you think people are taking away what you're hoping for them to take away?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's been very well reviewed. And so critically, from a theatre point of view, we're very happy with the way it's been received from reviewers and from the community. But I think, obviously, our aim is broader than that. And actually, since we did the Brisbane Festival, we had at-risk youth see that show, and they actually then came along and did a healing camp with David Cole. And some people have since written that since doing that healing and seeing the show, that they've actually held on, and they felt that they were right on the cusp of letting go of their life, and they've actually said, this has turned me around. So, you know, that in itself, you know, if we do a show like this and it saves one life, then it's incredible, because the show has been effective, you know. But I think it's going to have a greater impact than just one life. And, you know, we tour this to Adelaide Festival, and then we go to Darwin, which is going to be incredible because there'll be a huge community there, and it's a big theatre up there. And then we're hopeful that we can take this show to First Nation festivals around the world and greater theatre festivals internationally, because, you know, it is an epidemic in Indigenous communities, but, you know, middle-aged men are suffering from a high suicide rate. Fly-in, fly-out workers are suffering from suicide. And so in some ways, this, even though it is set in an Indigenous context, it still has a very, very strong relevance, I think, for us all.
I absolutely agree. Just one last question. In the context of today being the 26th, what do you think, on a more general level, the work that you're doing and the work, like, of all First Nations artists in Australia can do to help kind of find solutions for the issues that we're facing as a nation at the moment?
Yeah, I think, again, it's finding, I mean, you know, Sydney Festival, Wesley Knox, you know, has created a vigil, which is a really beautiful idea, and it feels like a really powerful way for people to come and go from a gathering. And obviously at Hyde Park at the moment, there is a gathering, and there's a great sense of solidarity. I was just speaking to Josh Bond, the co-director, and he was down there, and the cast are there. And, you know, these events are becoming more igniting, I think, in people's consciousness. And, you know, I was doing some reading the other day, and I was looking at, you know, in 1938, there was Indigenous Australians saying, you know, having a demonstration or holding a gathering on the 26th of January, saying it's a day of mourning for us. It's taken this long, you know, 1938, and that was still a long time after, you know, the flag was raised.
Yeah.
It's taking a long time to build a momentum. And I think the more that we have thought-provoking work like The Man with the Iron Neck, you know, staged, we do two shows today on Survival Day or it's Day of Mourning. We hopefully, through pieces of theatre and art and gatherings and meaningful gatherings, what we're doing is we're inviting people, and we're not making people feel bad about Australia Day, but I think what we're trying to do is broaden a collective consciousness so that there is a sense that this is also a day that's very, very sad and meaningful for First Australians, which we have conveniently, and the government particularly, has conveniently overlooked, and it's not been a part of our psyche and our consciousness as a nation. So that's actually very disturbing, really, when you look back at our history. So I think, you know, today we hopefully will touch audiences and be a part of that groundswell of consciousness.
Definitely. It's definitely a project that I think absolutely every Australian should be able to get behind. It's very inspirational, the work that you're doing. Thank you so much for doing that.
Oh, pleasure. Well, look, get down if you can. There's, I think, a few tickets in. We'd love for you to see the work.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for joining us on the show as well. Good luck with it today.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.